great to be back. Thank you for having me again. I was here some years ago. I was younger. As young now. And that's where I'll come in out. I am from the Isle of Lewis, and so I grew up with the full weight of the Atlantic around, and I miss the sea hugely. And especially the weirdness of the sea, what the sea will take away and what I'll give back, and its different time zones. So this is a poem about that. It's only in English. Most of the poems are going to be in Gaelic with English surtitles, so we'll see how this works. Kind of a punchline that gives you something else to look at. Which is good. There's one Latin phrase in this, because I'm slightly pompous. Homini caudati hic. This used to be written on maps up in the Outer Hebrides. Here be men with tails. From another island. They pulled him from the sea out at Mulheire on a cauterized Sunday afternoon. The men folk in starched black, the women in flattened hats on their way back from the English service. The Balich Ai went into their knees, salt water singeing their calves, and steered his body gently to the shore. Untangled the hair haul, and with the tender horror of a parent, lifted him over the rack to the stones. He was naked but for the rough bounds holding his hands behind him, moulding his legs together into a tail at the ankle. A linen sheet was found to spare their shame. It was Ian Verhey that recognised him as his own great-great-grandfather, lost at sea over a century ago, Murcha Bucky and Johnny Alec. The brine had kept his skin, turned his innards to aspic, and by some god-awful miracle returned him intact to the island. It has not been talked on since. Too vivid still, his sea-swollen dick and blue-tinged on the map of his back, the imprint Homini Caudati. Growing up in Lewis, I played a huge amount of computer games. And one of the strange things about that is then when I went to a city like Glasgow or Barcelona, one of these perfect grid pattern cities, they always reminded me more than anything else of Pac-Man. Is doch gan ro mierig hawl na at the fact that on it rehain agus na taishan rutigan faustian. Ons an ro in le bethe achas an achats agus vice versa. At the hook me rear gitar fain to back at min ithil agus kethil. Va mi yol a chorst mar haf hig a bala. Flanur buck bead doch is astrid a straj an friesan sa fatrin grid an maig a fin geog. A fehu a shun an jik ir ochtu. A fehu a shun error message. One of the great things about writing in Gaelic and also about Irish, if you're having difficulty seeing, I can do some of them in English as well.
Yours are dark against the light.
One of the great things about writing in Gaelic is that people translate your work, and it's a huge honour that people actually ask to do this. And it also means that at events like this you have other people's words to use and to read out, which is really nice because then you're not entirely dependent on your own words. And I was lucky enough to work with Kieran Carson in the past, and we still are in touch. So this is one that he translated for me. Did you have this when you were in school, before week 10, that you kept your words in? And you had to memorize them? You would be sent home and you'd have a word complicated one like yellow or helicopter.
I think I did.
You'd, yeah. My mother found it. Nice. It was nowhere near as sophisticated as I remembered. Yeah. In Tinna. Nervamis of Vinsco, duer mi tinnia shlegin fhanna, faran curin mach von skrii dr skolti in pepper. Gwyn yw cain ac mae'r un o'ch ach i'r chwyderu sefa ysglwch gyn anamyrn, ys gnyfrn, y ddoi mae machas mae'r fratyn a lian. I'r hofalof mychan, ysna gwysiri gyda chi chaed, na'n llawn han tynnu i'r myrcych, sech hyd ysglwch gyn frisdych saich. I found it quite hard to talk about or to write about writing, about the processes and the ways of thinking about it. And so for about a couple of years I wrote about sex instead. There are these metaphors of sex and writing together. I'm not entirely sure they work, but... With the catching call of he'd trip all she her sleeves jack and eich. As the rude night strip poker, the cloich, horses in a scrivy, in a drummer, cop in a pyre or gear, in a kness. Gisocker he is strapped in the vrow of hoving, gis jolifin borrowed a yarn or the heenin. Hieroglyphin, the cipherin, the scroch of the rune. Corin gis gushin a hirosh, but some fjound a loop of sheath to thrash. Can gloss it as in rad, gis manum to scrivy, von Annam, Calvin Klein, yr mwyddoch dy fans. Ar o ys am rhyf di sgrifus y mwchwl, ac bydd y gorg gam sgrog y gwlad lwyn. I got to rhyme bum and add infinitum. It's probably going to be the high point of my writing life. And so now the dreaded words, here's some of my new stuff. So I've got a book coming out later this year, and these are some of the poems from that. My mother's retired and has developed a huge number of hobbies, most of them revolving around death, either in the cancer support group or making sandwiches for funeral lunches. Whenever I phone her up on the weekly Sunday ritual, it will be a list of, and it shows my age, I no longer get who is marrying who, that's over. It's divorces and who has which disease. And it is really life-affirming. A segue, really quick one. The person who died last week was Donald Trump's second cousin. He's from Belfast. He was a lovely man. And they hated Trump. And their life was made miserable because of the media coming and looking for them. But, oh.
Was this? You don't like Trump where he's from.
No. No, his grandmother was from Lewis. Sorry. We're kind of responsible, I suppose. But, okay. Anyway. Common. Am y fathyr yr ffafodd yn yn hps, ac sy'n ffei megafon ych yr asio'r fobail. Yn jalan ie, yr ffio glwy, sy'n gyda fe i gys o fo fwyd o'ch yn iachri, na lunch yn chi o fe gi, yn ys hyn yr eitio'r twrs ffios sy'n mi fo. Sga fôr na gyrmig a thec yn y gymuniac, y cef yn ysna'n dorog y tor ys y fafau, y bregig ddiw gor yn ffwyd sy'n thrai, y sy'n un y tost sy'ch hym, ys cho. Mae'r torchig yn ys loch rhan o'r rhan o'r dda, thri, har, a fy'n trwysio oes yn loch yn ofol. I'm probably running out of ideas. I think it's three poems in the new book called The Ideal Conditions in Which to Read This Poem. I happen to have four called Some Kind of or Another Thing, which is the title of the book. It's kind of self-explanatory. Yn sych y gysiar a sy'n ymdan sio y leili. Bion yn thai sienji a fa bwyr na thai siwr sioch. No, cwyw a ha gafarbydd eich hen mar sy'n. Le llawn o'n sir fôr a ha bwyr gwyd a ys o fydd sy'n sio'n grys dy rwy'n. A fi niach ille awn a'ch ffer no tse sgwyl bas ar as yna chi i'rch gael i gobyr cwm y fawr ffwrchol gan fi einyr tioch yn yw esbolwch. a fi ciol awn o'ch cain y ciol, os fi'r fi nior o'ch ych chi anu, mae rhywbeth na ddoeg y ystyri dy chora cael ar y ddwloch, le moch ych presgyfw. Sgyb fi y sygnol gylior ac ydgwys presgyfw gwglyg ys jamai fw, a fi gwys y hen y chawn yn fawr yn ddeoch, mae ffrach dy fe hen. Cyrion ffac o ffrach ar y sio yle casosht, Rhes mae dy chol sechu och yn gyrraedd jyli chyg ffoch mae yw fy bi. Gia ffat ydy chwyd o hawn eisiau cethwch eich mas gydioc. Gwysau chi'n ffas gyr ffornwrs yn strig ys na strig. Na gyfdrag. Ti'n ys corog gyfyw sio yn o'n pub y hach a fôr ffafw. Y gioch gych wot yn y leir dan y crin a'r chlwys. Hawr ffiach yn eisiau'n tost rhes yw eisiau stw. Chach rhen eisiau. Scrags in the English is not really as good as frack in Gaelic. Do you have the word frack in Irish? When you've let a sheep's hair grow too long and you've got to scrag these shitty bits at the end, that's frack. This is an angry poem. I'm not actually an angry person, but it's an angry poem. It's a bite in the hand that feeds you kind of poem. So I started writing poetry and publishing poetry when I was in Ireland. And I was doing a PhD at Trinity College Dublin. And it was great because then I could go to rooms and do Gaelic poetry and read the poetry out to a group who didn't understand much of it, but were sympathetic towards it. Whereas if I read Gaelic poetry in Scotland, there's quite a lot of antipathy. There's large parts of Scotland where Gaelic isn't that popular, and then there's lots of identity politics there. And what you most often hear is a phrase that is repeated throughout this poem in the English. It's called geographical exclusions apply in both languages because this is one of the features of postage in the United Kingdom. It costs more if you live on an island or in the Highlands to get a package from Amazon. Geographical exclusions apply. Yeah. To hear the Gaelic yn y pleith môr yr ychrio gyda dda llyrwch gan y neirin ffordd ffair plaencog a'ch corn o gwrs na jigyn yn y lanych na clas yn y char a gyd na chroa eich yn gwylio'r a'r ffisg yn siagus yn mig yn droi'n pleith y grotych a'ch bydd ffadus yn thyrs o'n ddysg yn roi ma'r gach pleith môr ili y treich yn mas o'ch eir o'n ffwlwch yn roi yn sglet yn croch o'ch eir arna cap o'r ffles o'ch na lanu da hyn yn ddigus. It was lovely to hear the Gaelic. Ich soll es jara kan en glan coin from the staff car as played for she's minig. Es lecker ask es led doch knack kotten. Was stoppt se wir on en bjarn for en bauscht fiakovi. In kotten er chendig jara korom du. Aus er maschet in der dolok in der Alex in nisch krono kruach er is she is a chmarsch. She is gan. It was lovely to hear the Gaelic. Ons chlo, 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 as yn bifal, ych yn ddiriant sy'n gyr, gach trap y fydd dy ffas tse, a fydd ffwrch yn y nem ar gan beth cwr y ffesio y fon. Bydd chlo borb beis trwy'n chyrwng dda Cymru tydd dda chragam, nad achfos yn etfell heis yn gwni ydy fi yr yn sŵach ych, yr yn srop ych ydy jarag ys dŵ ys gael, ys dŵ gra ydy'r ffiap yn dŵn sy'n cawn o'ch heili, myrru, myrru, myrru. It was lovely to, you can join in at any point, it was lovely to hear the Gaelic. Ik aim for phone a greenig is brishan lawr and law by a bjolt and a kumulich na krikken and gypskin from the half and ski and och aster mak a vil and tus and och far and och and joy teller and a chwyrd mal cas and mark a bit plawr and the you know beach and yonche and ach rofius ari ar troch and the punta ach troch. It was lovely to hear the Gaelic ar an siawn sger na glas yn fai fy byd i'r ddibrynyn, fy chyl dôn ac yn tal y sylgydd ddol ond yn rôrch i'r lŷn ac yn ddoch i'r sacad, ac zi yn ail yn ffresig y rys yn coni mae'r fas mae'r fys, chanion ac e, ach gw, ffyr, hon y tawn, rwy'r dŵrdol. It was lovely. I'm a narcissist. I was Irish, to some extent. This is the Googling Yourself poem. The most famous Peter MacKay in the world is the ex-president of Canada, ex-prime minister of Canada, and ex-foreign minister of his incredibly right-wing, which is nice. So this is where it starts. There's a sing-along bit. Gri'i ni orym was mir Google, the fa ac am ri rau yn ymwneud â Saskatchewan, eil y sys Quebec sy'n chrosi nicol. Gynro ffi yn sgo yr yn par nasi a palestrys, y chlach ni mam a fwy gys Hopkins, gys di hi cae ywydoch, gys Cymbria y chwydoch. Gwyn dy ffos mis y cwtioch yn offers na clar gat Lyndon J, fer cwntys a swyndon Terry, y tri ywyr yn ffesgar yn ei. Rhaid i'r cain ac yn ffiws o'r dyn yr holl gwbl a ffigur blin y brwysiachod yn cwch hwnnw yr brwch yn loch neu. A colwch, gyfyn mi, na nad yr dyfyr fan yr YouTube. Y gian yw'r maen, di ffaclen yw'r o'r yn pop a mi yn er mellorbe. Bres sa bres dar, no ma no ma he, no ma no ma he, no ma no ma he. Gys yn cael ni mo ffaclen. Gys yn cael ni mo llie. Ha ocolrwm, gyl fi mam algorithm. Handrin wo mi hyn y hwtsychyd. Handrin wo stad. You wouldn't know it, but I come from a family of singers. I just wish I could sing. Cyw. Sean Fermilier, this is the last one that I'm going to read. It's kind of autobiographical, which most of the rest of them actually weren't, so I don't actually like that many. Thank you. Thank you all for listening, and thank you for having me again. There's a couple of things that will crop up. I miss catalogues. I miss catalogues that were sent through the door and then you just spend a couple of days or weeks just flipping through these pictures of another world, ordering things and then sending them back because, well, they were never quite what I hoped. Mae hyr i'n coffa'r sio is kind you can do re'i is their bite is rhaid na môr ni o siarad rin loch sy'n chran o'ch from the mwyn yn gaia is tarsi na môr o coffa'r yn bu'n y clondeg ys gybra y rac ar ffa'r hosta from the chyr o red ffacol y dyfal y dron y fawn i efo'n ddoig package space invaders British corduroi catalog Freeman's and his great universal ffaclen malwch crwysinoch ys garamodioch yn rhywyr yn sfen a sel. Ys dro heid gan optic iawn yn ffrein gian ac nios computer safon frisio'r casgach atyr as ys double think yw'r borog yn trad sio sraj fawr fawn sgwdl. Yr chais yr tydd yma yn dorys, yw'r yn baic agal, y chael y ddod tŵl yn y taf nar, ond sy'n har yn y niachdi, cultural, har. Mae'r un coffat y sios gwneud yn dygar y gyda Turco W. Dychan yn y bolos yr ys yr as, y cyd hwyr y facrych na cwnwys, gyrwydig yn coloch i caint dy fawr, gyrwydig yn rhywiol o doig, ac sy'n agadri adeg yn yn tas yn sir hir i nach dy wos hwyl hyn, yn dy hwyrdig yn ei sylid dy gyr i. Fydd y crach yn y frog o fwys gan yn cain ys cyntwys yn tecio, ac y thein o ac sy'n neil yn tolys. Ac sio, yw'n ysyrwydd cehw y mach, mae'r hirn o fôr, mae'r rwydbog. Mae hawr i'n chyffad y sio, hwnnw i'n ysg fi ddim yn gryfon yn ffasgwyd mae arn, gwna fi sylchlych yn cor. Fi'n siachydd na ha cwrs, na ha re, mae hawr i'n chyffad y sio, sy'n ffadl gyor. Mor am pain gaif i le. Jig.
Peter, fi si cyhyfan yn gael cyflwysiant agos na hasio gwanes, mahu gyrmyn ma. Agos, a'n eich partioni, gyrmyn o agos siach o rish. Wyl o'n gwybod.